in the lunchtime edition. The central bank reports the Barbados economy grew by 4.4% last year, led by a strong tourism performance, and predicts growth of 3.5 to 4% for 2024. Staff at the CAFL campus picket the compound in support of pay demands, but indicate a resolution is possible today. Farmers demand tough measures to combat crop theft, including deploying the Barbados Defense Force, and a man hospitalized with multiple chop wounds suffered in an attack on the road outside the courts in Bridgetown, a suspect in custody. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Central Bank reports economic growth of 4.4% last year over 2022, driven by a strong performance from the tourism sector, and predicts growth of 3.5 to 4% for 2024. Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge, delivering a review of the economic performance for 2023, noted that the economic growth was achieved despite challenges in the international environment.
In general, the economy proved to be quite resilient during 2023, growing at an impressive rate of 4.4%. Now, that growth rate, 4.4%, is in spite of challenges, headwinds coming from international environment, including headwinds with respect to high prices, with respect to constraints on production because of the geopolitical conflicts, and on the local front, headwinds with respect to the extreme weather conditions. Nonetheless, this growth of 4.4% continues to strengthen our economic fundamentals.
Dr. Greenidge stresses the strong contribution of tourism to the economic performance.
As per usual, tourism led the performance of the economy with very strong performance, increasing 18%. This is arrivals, 18% on 2022. All the markets show strong improvement. And here on the chart, you can see the red line is the UK arrivals. That was 4% up on 2022, but also 8% above its pre-COVID levels. And the reason for the strong performance generally in all the markets is improved airlift capacity, generally pushing that up. And then on the local front, the improvement and the return to many of the events, the full return to crop pool events, cricketing events, other entertainment events. So a pull on our side and an interest in Barbados from increased global demand, firstly by increased airlift capacity.
Dr. Greenidge cites a number of positives, including the foreign reserves increasing to $3 billion, the second highest on record, while the debt-to-GDP ratio declined. But on the downside, the unemployment rate and therefore unemployment claims edged upward due to some job losses, particularly in agriculture. The central bank governor expects the Barbados economy to grow by up to 4% this year, again driven by tourism and assisted by events like the Cricket World Cup and Crop Over.
We expect the economy to continue to expand about 4%, 3.5 to 4% in 2024. That might sound like a small number, but remember, the economy has grown to be a little larger than it was in 2019. And therefore, getting more out of it requires more input from investment in private sector and investment public sector. And so the 4.4 we expect in 2024 and into the medium term. What's going to drive 2024, in our view, is a return to pre-pandemic levels in all markets, all the tourism markets.
The Barbados Central Bank Governor, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, in the lunchtime edition. Staff at the University of the West Indies CAFL campus are on strike, demanding a pay hike, and were this morning picketing the compound, vowing to keep up the protests until their demands are met. General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore, who joined the CAFL staff in their protest march, insisted they would not back down. She told reporters the CAFL staff has been promised the money will be paid today, but insists they will remain on strike until that actually happens.
We have received a commitment that the monies will be paid, but these workers have been disappointed, frustrated, jilted for so long that the determination is that until we see it, we can't believe it. So if they say the money is coming today, then when the money comes today, the workers can resume work. Until then, we are outside.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore, this country's firemen community wants the authorities to implement much tougher measures to combat crop theft, including using the Defense Force in surveillance of farms and imposing much stiffer penalties on the thieves. Farmer Richard Armstrong and the CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Ball, addressed the issue on Down to Brass Tacks today. They feel the plight of farmers is not being taken seriously enough, that the same attention is not being given to crop thieves when crop thieves are caught, as given to other sectors, and that crop thieves are let off easy by the judicial system. The discussion was triggered by a recent event where two alleged crop thieves were shot dead on a St. Philip farm. Mr. Armstrong believes the Defense Force should be deployed, as has been done in Jamaica.
They resourced their defense force with the necessary tools, infrared. I'm not sure if drones were around at the time, but infrared for sure for night vision utilization. And they put the Jamaican Defense Force to work. And it had an immediate effect because the crop thieves did not want anything to do with the Jamaican Defense Force. We have to come to the realization that farming in Barbados is a very important thing. Food security, I mean, we've talked about it over and over for the last 5 years. Defense Force is there to secure Barbados. What is more important than securing our food? Why can't they be part of it? Why can't Defense Force get out there, utilize the tools and the training they have, and do something about it? It will work.
Farmer Richard Armstrong and a man was transported to hospital with severe chop wounds, and a suspect is in custody following an attack this morning in the city. The incident occurred in the area of the court complex at Corwood Street in Bridgetown. Sources told Starcom Network News the victim was reportedly walking the street when he encountered a man with whom he had allegedly been involved in a previous dispute. The victim was reportedly chopped and slashed several times about the upper body, including the neck. The incident occurred in close proximity to the Central Police Station. The suspect was quickly taken into custody. And Palestinian officials have accused Israeli troops of killing at least 30 civilians execution style after blindfolded bodies with hands bound were discovered in a mass grave in northern Gaza. Our top stories. The central bank reports the Barbados economy grew by 4.4% last year, led by a strong tourism performance, and predicts growth of 3.5 to 4% for 2024. Staff at the Cahill campus picket the compound in support of pay demands, but indicate a resolution is possible today. Farmers demand tough measures to combat crop theft, including deploying the Defense Force. And a man hospitalized with multiple chop wounds suffered in an attack on the road outside the court in Bridgetown, a suspect in custody. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.